Back here at the halftime break of the boys' game from Winterset. It is the Huskies leading by a score of 37-36 over the ADM Tigers, who come in on a 16-game winning streak. And, it's been a nice, high-flying, competitive game so far. And we'll switch back to the girls right now as I'm joined by head coach Jacob Cleveland. And coach, I mean, opposite so far, obviously, of the boys' game. Your game was much more defensive-minded and actually was the same score when you guys first met. And, I just think, again, both teams were playing great defense. And really, there was a couple times, that, Winterset jumped out by 12. You guys got back within 4 or 5, and it just seemed like he was just right there, and just a couple shots didn't go down.
Yeah, you bring up, I just talked to one of my assistants, and like, are they going to score more than we did the entire game for both teams? This is a really good game. And then I also point out, we had the same exact score, and it was almost exactly like the first time. You got to score more than 31 points, and I don't know what our percentage was, but we had our opportunities, mostly in that fourth quarter, where I think we were down like 6. You make that bucket, things go a different way. Give them credit. They're known for that matchup zone, and a lot of teams do struggle with it. But we got some shots that we should make. But they also got us out of our offense. There's a couple times we really weren't sure how what to run. And again, tip the cap to them. But yeah, we got to make shots to win. And our girls are very disappointed. Tomorrow we'll do a lot of shooting. We'll turn the page, and we still have at least 2 games to play. So I told the girls, be positive, stay together, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, I know you talked about it before, but that zone defense, it did look like they were able to kind of rush you guys outside on that perimeter. And there were times where maybe like Winter or Gardner were looking for the shot, and then defense right in the face. But, I mean, again, it's still just, battled hard. Of course, Kelly Stork led the way with 11 points. What did you think of her contribution? I talked to her after the game and just said that, obviously every time she gets the ball, she's double, tripled, sometimes quadruple teamed. Everybody's just thrown at her.
Yeah, she's got it tough. And, again, I've said it for a long time, bigs at our level don't get officiated the same way. It's us and other teams too. She's a warrior. She gets battled all the time. She gets 2 or 3 or 4 girls at her, gets bumped a lot. So give her credit. She's gritty, and she's going to keep working hard. Her shots and our other girls' shots, they're going to fall eventually. And right now we need to start getting on the roll. And again, I said, we'll shoot a lot tomorrow.
Yeah, and, she reminded me. I forgot. It's been 4 straight games for you guys, Thursday, Friday, yesterday, and today. So you get a couple days off. So, yeah, what are maybe some things you're going to work on before the game against Carroll back in Adel on Friday?
Yeah, Carroll's got a really good point guard, but they also got a lot of good posts. And, we battled them, for a little bit. Again, one of those things where offensively we struggled for a little bit right at the end. So, we'll get to back work tomorrow for a lot of shooting, and we'll put in a game plan for them. But they're talented, they're well coached, and you better be ready to go because, again, they'll be ready for us.
Hey, well, we'll see what happens on Friday. Of course, we'll carry the coverage right here on K107.9. That is head coach Jacob Cleveland of the ADM girls basketball team. Hey, coach, thanks so much.
Thank you. Go Tigers.